Hello and welcome to DNF1. Now, unfortunately, before we go anywhere, we don't have a race result in the sense that they didn't go racing for 44 laps around Spa. There was a couple of laps covered behind the race car, but it gives us a classification, doesn't it, Derek?
Yeah, a classification, and basically what you did in quali yesterday gives you bonus points, so that's about all you're going to be able to say. It was so close to George Russell having a win, but hey, leave it one day.
The drivers are allocated half points, but they still get some points. I mean, 9 points for Williams and Russell in second. They'll take that every day of the week. And as you said there, Derek, it's really these points are allocated to them on the performance of qualifying. Speaking of qualifying, we didn't speak to you obviously yesterday, but the Norris incident, what was your take on it, Derek? Just because we thought in podcast it was maybe he was having a great qualifying and it was just not overexcited, but he took a wee bit too much speed into there. He was over eager, but there was a podium and pole position up for grabs for him.
He overcooked it, and that's all you can say about it. He just went that. It's luck. The luck he had was the fact that there was no injury to him, and he was able to get in the car today. That's racing. That is racing. It's just one of them incidents.
Ifs, buts and maybes. But I think Russell will be happy to take that as a second, take the points.
Yeah.
He's now ahead of Latifi.
As they said in broadcast, the mere fact that in a few years' time, when they look at the record books, it will be George Russell was second.
Yep.
You know, and we'll forget the fact that race was, that was the race that it was. No, that'll just be George Russell at a second. And he, as they said at the end as well, one of many in the next few years to come.
Definitely. Derek, the one sort of thing that did take place on the very first formation lap as the cars were going around, Perez lost it at one of the bends and put the Red Bull into the wall. So he did drop for seventh all the way to the back of the grid. And there were some question marks over whether he could rejoin the race and stuff. And I think actually over the space of the 3.5 hours, I think we heard every different opinion on whether he was still in the race, he was out of the race, he was in the race, he was out of the race. I get that the rules can't cover every eventuality, but this was one of these ones that was a bit strange. He crashed on the way to the grid and got outside assistance. They had to get the car back to the garage. I thought that would have been it. Done, dusted, but because the rules have got loopholes for these things that never really happen, he was able to rejoin. He did have to start from the pits, but the Red Bull boys in the garage did an amazing job getting the car back together in the timescale. But it did mean that the points he would have got for finishing seventh, he effectively went to the back of the grid and was going to be starting for the pit lane, and it moved Ocon, Leclerc, Latifi and Sainz up. So there's the other thing. Latifi has also scored, I think, a point as well for Williams. So that's two weekends on the trot. Williams have actually taken both drivers and taken both points. Although I'm disappointed we didn't get a race today, I am quite happy that Williams has actually scored the points. As for the championship, though, Derek, Max Verstappen got 12.5 points, Hamilton 7.5 points.
This is going to be nip and tuck now.
Yeah.
And it all depends what happens next weekend. We're only moving, 50 miles down the road to Zandvoort, aren't we? You know, so
Yes. That was going to be the question.
So the weather could be exactly the same next weekend.
Just before we move on to talking about Zandvoort, Ricardo, his best result, fourth finish. Again, it's fine they didn't go racing today, but the work that they boys put in yesterday and the balls of steel they had to go racing for qualifying, but putting it around the track, means that the points that these guys get today, even if they're half points, I think are still well deserved, even if they didn't go racing today for it.
But the points on the board, some of these drivers have got points now that will boost to them and give them more encouragement for next week. You know, so let's just take it and say, I mean, my question is, who are you going to put down as driver of the day?
Definitely no Perez.
I was going to say, are you going for the safety car driver or the medical car driver? They're your choices of the two, because they were the only ones out there doing anything like a lap.
Derek, it's got to go to the guy that set the fastest lap. Although he doesn't get any points for it because he was outside the top 10. But Mazepin, A, didn't spin, and B, got fastest lap.
Actually, to be honest with you, now that's under investigation.
Well,
did he go faster than the allotted?
So he's under investigation for maybe going too fast, which would explain his fastest lap, I suppose.
Now, they've all got a delta to stick to, haven't they? And if his time was under the, you know, but anyway, no, he's been classified ish under under official, waiting for the official, you know, rubber stamp of the So at the moment, he stands with the fastest lap.
As it stands, he gets my driver of the day purely because of the fastest lap, and he didn't spin. Let's be honest. In these conditions, if Mazepin doesn't spin, that's an achievement. No,
he needs the road to be dry for him to spin.
Derek, we mentioned there we're off to Zandvoort next. We've not been there for quite some time. The track has been reprofiled. It's been extended and to make it obviously safer and back to really proper Formula One conditions. We've got some bike bends. I'm looking forward to it as a race that we've not had and a new circuit effectively. But do you think that home support for Max is going to bolster his position in the championship? Do you think he's going to feed off of that, the way Hamilton feeds off of the crowd at Silverstone, for example?
Oh yeah, I think we're, you know, the McLaren and Max will be really looking forward to next weekend. You know, the whole sea of orange there, just for well, a little bit for Max and mostly for young Norris and Ricciardo. That's what they're there for.
You keep telling yourself that, Derek. Keep telling yourself that. The result basically stands as Max in first, Russell in second, Hamilton third, Ricciardo fourth, Vettel fifth, Gasly sixth, Ocon seventh, Leclerc eighth, Latifi ninth, and Sainz in tenth. And Alonso just missing it in the points. That's it, folks. You can join us obviously next weekend where it'll be the Dutch Grand Prix and hopefully we'll actually get a race. I mean, it's just a wee bit down the road, but it's not up in the Ardennes Forest, so I suspect that the weather conditions are going to be better, hopefully. I don't think a lot of people will turn around and say we actually saw a race today, but it's a classified result. And as we speak, Verstappen's been handed on the podium trophy for being first, Russell second there.
I think we should pay tribute to the commentators for waffling for 3 hours.
They did a good job.
They managed to keep it uninteresting and boring, you know.
Well, that's Crofty's hallmark.
Yes, talks about absolutely nothing to do with whatever. Yep. I've still got visions of him in his swimming shorts, diving into the puddles. You know, there you go. You've now got it, and so has all our listeners, you know.
I just want to say that in 3.5 hours of having to listen to Crofty waffle on, His best line was the fact that the safety car has got windscreen wipers and the Formula One cars don't. I don't know what I would do without that information, Derek. I really don't. Derek, that's pretty much it. I'll leave it on that. We look forward to next weekend's race, which I assume will go ahead. And you can join us for the race weekend on the Friday welcome, the Saturday qualifying, and race results on the Sunday. Thanks for listening and putting up with our waffle for 10 minutes. That's pretty much it, folks. Join us next week for the Dutch Grand Prix, and that's the 3rd to the 5th of September. There's nothing else to say, Derek, except it's goodbye for me.
And it's goodbye from him. Stay safe, take care. Bye for now.
This has been a Beardy Cat production for DNF1.